Welcome to the Fairhaven Church Sermons Podcast. Fairhaven is a part of Harbor Churches, a multi-site church located in West Michigan, and we exist to help people find their way back to God. We hope this message helps you to take your next step in your faith journey. Thanks for joining us.
We have some ground to cover this morning, and I'm excited to cover it with you. And we are in the fifth week, actually, of a seven-week series that we're doing on seven words to transform your life. And the word for today is faith. The Hebrew word for that is emunah. And I have found, I hope it's true for you, if you've been around here for the series, that these seven words actually are having transformative effect of my life, that they're actually shaping me. And as I've lived with those words and thought on those words and preached those words are getting in me, and God is using them to increase what we're talking about here today, my faith, the emunah that we'll get into in just a bit. And that word, faith, for a friend of mine, and maybe for you too, he says this about this word faith, that everyone has it. Everyone. No exceptions. We all have faith. And what he's not saying, which, because that would be ridiculous, to say that everybody has faith in Jesus, like one third of the world does. It's a growing number, and they're looking at probably a little more than a third in the year 2050. If things continue to go, as God continues to move, a third of the people in the world plus are going to have faith in Jesus Christ. But to say you have faith doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be in the big things. You can have faith in the big and the small things. And then the big thing, even there, to say you have faith in Jesus, I believe in Jesus, I trust Jesus with my life. That's faith in Jesus, but it also takes faith to say, I don't believe that there is a God. It's a belief based on your thoughts or based on your study. I don't trust that there is a God in this world. My faith in that instance would be, I don't believe, I don't trust, I don't have faith that there is a God. You have to have faith either direction. And then there's faith in the small things, like congratulations to every single one of you for exercising your amazing faith this morning because you are seated. Way to go. You trust the world's longest pew. You're sitting in them right now, and you're seated, and not one of us, like, I mean, has anybody in the church here spilled coffee in these aisles before, and it takes off and runs down the aisles, and it's like a mini tsunami of coffee heading down. It's like, feet up in front of me, or dropped a toy. I've heard them before. Dropped a toy and it goes down the aisle. You can hear that thing going because of the slanted floor. Well, none of us, I mean, be ridiculous, showed up here this morning thinking to ourselves, probably gonna happen, that I'm gonna sit down, the seat isn't gonna hold me, I'm gonna take off down the aisles like a cup of coffee, look out, come through, nice shoes, Jim, looks like you're shining them for Sunday. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? We actually sat down realizing, or not even realizing, just having enough faith, this thing's gonna hold me. It's gonna hold me. Purple and brown won't let me down, right? So it's like, these things got me. They're built like a Mack truck, right? That's faith. It's a little faith, but it's faith. I'm drinking coffee this morning. This one's from our cafe. And when I get a coffee from our cafe, I'm like, it's good. Tastes good. And when I get a coffee during the week, usually it's over at Maggie's Bee Cafe. When I walk in there, I go often enough, they know me. Whether it's Evan or Grant, it's Caden, somebody behind the counter. If it's Robert, he comes out from behind the counter, Pastor Greg, and gives me a big hug. And they know my order. They know what I'm looking for. It's an Americano, 16 ounce, and they usually have it up already. Americano, 16 ounce, Pastor Greg? I'm like, yep, that's what I want today. And the only question they have, three shots or four shots? And given, I mean, it's just real, that coffee is the drug of choice for us Christians, it is, I usually go for four shots. Here's my faith in a four-shot coffee. it will jack me up for the whole morning, right? I'm ready to go the whole morning long. That's little faith, just little faith. But when we encounter the word faith, and we'll get to the word emunah, when we get to that word, when we encounter this word faith in the Bible, here's the question. When we encounter the word faith in the Bible, what is it we are encountering? Because it's way more. Not one of us believes in these pews to do anything for us. We believe on it. I believe on it that I can sit on it and I'm not going to fall down. I believe that. But we don't trust in it. We don't put our faith, if you will, capital F faith in it. So when we encounter the word faith in the Bible, what is it we are encountering? And when we encounter it, maybe more than any other place in the Bible, it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. What I want to do with this, as we read through this, all I did is pull some selected verses. We're not reading the entire chapter, but all I would ask of you is that you get your heart ready. And what I don't have to ask of God is what I long for, that he would speak to you where you're at, because he's longing to do that right now. So by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen in holy fear, awe and reverence of God, built an ark to save his family. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who made the promise. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, and about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, again and again and again, some 20 times, depending on your translation, 27 times in just this one chapter of the Bible, it says, by faith. And again, when we encounter this word faith, we already had some glimpses just from God's word here this morning, what that actually means. And it means so much that the Apostle Paul at one point wrote about your salvation and my salvation, your being forgiven of everything that you've ever done and made right with God for now and through all eternity. He wrote about that by tying in this thing called faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, he said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. It is not by works, lest anyone should boast. For by grace," God's unmerited favor, God looking at you and said, "I adore you. You belong to me. I long for a relationship with each one of you. And by grace, I'm extending my love your way through your faith." That, not your own doing, that is a gift from God. And it's not by your works, lest any of you would brag, "Look what I did. I did it all by myself." No, no, no. That's not how it works. Paul's saying this. He says, by grace alone, we are saved. Through faith alone, in Christ alone. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And the scripture, well, at least Jesus's brother James appears to say bet. Bet. James chapter 2, this is what he says. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no works? Can such faith save them? Well, wait a minute. Feels like that's what Paul said. Paul said, by grace alone, through faith alone, not by your works. Can such faith save them? Some of us would be like, okay, I'm Team Paul. I'm over here with Team Paul. I dig the idea that it's by grace alone, through faith alone, not by your works. And others are like, well, don't count James out, because you need works. You have to have deeds. And this is where, if we got lazy, which we're not going to, or if we did just cherry picking of verses in the Bible, which we're not going to, we could come up with a wrong understanding of the dance between grace and faith, real faith. Because Paul went on to write to the Galatian church in the book of Hebrews prior to all that stuff that we read and way more in chapter 11 about the faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Prior to that, there is a verse that is quoted out of the scripture, and to the church in Rome, Paul said it, and he said right here that for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And it feels like what Paul's doing again is saying from the beginning to the end, from first to last, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. And there's a clue here that'll help us grab hold of this stuff. And Izzy, if you could pull up the next slide here, it's right there. Just as it is written. Where? Written where? Because if Paul's using this exact sentence, the righteous will live by faith, in his letter to Rome, his letter to the Galatians, the author of Hebrews quotes the same thing. Where is it? And I want to invite you, if you have your own Bible, even grab the the Bible that's in the pew there, to open up to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. And as you're turning there, I'll give you 15 minutes, because it's going to take you forever to find this one, right? It came really quick. It's almost at the end of the Bible. I had this little cheater right here that I had stuck in there, but Habakkuk chapter 2. And as you're turning there, this is the verse that was quoted. If you find Nahum, it's to the right, right there. All right, I'm going to read it. And Izzy, if you could bring it up here. It says, the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Like, wait a minute. If you could back up, Izzy. The verse that's getting quoted is, the righteous will live by faith. And then the next slide, it says, the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Like, did the author of Hebrews in chapter 10 misquote this? Did the author of Romans, who is Paul in Galatians, misquote this? And the answer is no, and the clue is right there. Depending on what translation of the Bible you have, mine has a D next to it, that little A next to it. If you go to the bottom of your Bible, I've never seen a Bible that, at least a study Bible, that didn't have this in it. You go down and find whatever letter matches that one, and what do you find there? Or faith, or faith. So they didn't misquote it. They quoted it correctly because the word emunah is actually faithfulness or faith. And if you could bring up that next slide, this word emunah, translated either way, you can go faith or faithfulness, either one. It's the way that word operates. It isn't one or the other, it's the two together. That there is a oneness to the idea that your faith and your faithfulness go together. And so if you say, I'm Team James, so is Team Paul. I'm Team Paul, so is Team James. They're saying the same thing. That your faith and your faithfulness, your faith actually has feet and starts acting it out. You live that out. You can't say, I love my dog and kick it every time you come through the door. That's not love. I love my children and I just ignore them. I don't spend any time with them. And when I'm with them, I'm just the most ornery person. They annoy me. That's not love. And what Paul was writing and quoting is that the person who lives by faith also has faithfulness. And James was saying, I'm seeing something out here that there are some that have a mental assent and say they believe, but there's no evidence at all there's any belief. And faith without faithfulness isn't either of those things. It has to accompany it. Now, the beginning story where we see this word emunah show up, such a cool story. It happens in a place called Rephidim, and Rephidim is close, they believe, to Mount Sinai. Now, Rephidim, there's a whole backstory on this. Every time I preach, there's way too much to preach, but if you're interested in having the rest of the story around this, I'd love for you to buy me a cup of coffee over at Maggie's Bee, a 16-ounce Americano. If I get four shots, we're going to be there for a while. But this whole idea of what's happening here is this, that Moses is with the people in the wilderness. They had just left Egypt, and they had been in the wilderness, and Moses noticed that the Amalekites were making their way toward the Israel nation. And he said to Joshua, leader of the army, gather up the men for war. And I'm going to take Aaron and Hur. I'm going to participate in this, but I'm going to go up on a high hill. And when I make it so I can oversee all that's going on, I will activate my faith, faithfulness. And I will hold my hands and the staff of the Lord over the nation that is at war over Israel. So he did. He made his way up the hill. And you can imagine, with your hands up in the air, war doesn't go like that. That could take a while. And it says in the book of Exodus these words, that when Moses' hands grew tired, they, who are they? It's Aaron and Hur. They took a stone and put it under him. I love he's on the rock. They put it under him and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Now, what I just shared with you, I don't know if you're chasing this with me, but what I just shared with you is that this is the first place that we see the word emunah, that we see the word faith. But wait a minute. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone, put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Where's faith or faithfulness there? Izzy, can you help us? Right there. That's the word. Steady. A steadiness. Emunah. Which means this. That Moses was steady on God's steadiness. Emunah. And Moses got studied. How many arms do we have in the air here? Moses' arms are in the air, and we might falsely think that he is steady on God's steadiness alone. Aaron and Hur, there are six arms in the air. Aaron on one side, Hur on the other. Two arms each, all of them in the air together, exercising their faith together, steady on God's steadiness, emunah. Exercising their faith on God's faithfulness, emunah. Exercising their trust on God's trustworthiness, emunah. And I love that idea. And I love it because if we were to back up on the story, just back up on the story that we started with, the roll call of the mighty faithful, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. And we read these stories. And read, Sarah, by faith, she was way past childbearing age. It was done. Not going to happen. But the Lord brought a message to her and to her husband. And the two of them, arms up together, if you will, steady on God's steadiness, faith on God's faithfulness, trusting in God's trustworthiness. He has never failed us, never let us down. He has always been good for his word. He said that we would have a child. And by faith, not just, okay, I believe it with my mind, but by faith, beginning to act it out and live it out, stepping into it, stepping on it, if you will, standing on steadiness, faith in the faithfulness, trust in this trustworthiness. She had a child. And then we go to the story, and this one really matters. And for all of you that made your profession of faith here today, for those of you that just stood here and said, I'm going to trust in Jesus with my life. This is what it means, that it's not just that I believe it, it's I'm going to live it out. You're not alone. You're not alone on this, that we're together on this, because I don't know what it would be like for you if the waters split, but imagine, I think it's a good exercise for us to imagine, if your faith is only yours and has nothing to do with the people around you, and the waters split one side to the other, and God invited you to step through the Red Sea as if it were dry ground. What does that feel like? All by myself? Yeah, see how that goes. It's not what happened. It said by faith, they exercised their faith. They remained steady in his steadfastness, faith on his faithfulness, trust in his trustworthiness, and together they went. That's different. We go together. We journey this thing together, six arms in the air, all of us grabbing hold of each other. And why does that matter? It matters because there are days where some of us, we are more steady in God's steadiness, more faith, if you will. We're acting it out, our faithfulness, because he is faithful. More trust in his trustworthiness. Moses is up there going, I've already seen what the Lord can do. He's never let us down. He split the waters. We walked through it. He fed us when we had no food. He gave water when we had no water. And now I will stand on that with Aaron, with her, with Joshua, with the entire army. Together, we activate that faith. There are days where it's harder. And some of us are going, I don't have a lot to offer today. I'm wobbling a bit over here today. That's why we need each other. We grab a hold of you. We say, you belong. And we belong to you. This faith that I hold, it's not mine alone. My faith, this is emunah, the understanding of the Hebrew. When we begin to understand faith, this faith I hold with you. And my faith apart from you, I don't understand it. Because that's not the way it works. We're in this together. And not just together as if it was up to us, But God said to Moses, way back when, speaking out of a burning bush, what's your name? What's your name? I want to know who you are. God said to Moses, I am who I am. Another way of translating that is, I'm the one that will be with you. I promise. This we do together. And what did Jesus say when he left the earth? Matthew chapter 28. His final words to his disciples. Go. Basically what he said. You can read it. But he said, go be faithful. Go exercise your collective faith as a people. And I will make you a promise. It's my name. I'm good for my word. I am steady, faithful, and trustworthy. I will be with you. So, church, there is a gift that is us. And I would say this, let's grab tightly. Let's hold tightly to each other. Let's not let anybody wobble alone. Let's not let anybody who is in a moment where life is having its way with them, because it will, with each one of us. And at that moment, our faith matters. This place matters. And we, when they perhaps, or maybe you even now, are wondering about a faith, an internal individual faith that is getting rocked, let you not, none of us wonder, will the faith of the family get rocked? No, we will remain steadfast. As Aaron and Hur took Moses at a moment and put him on the rock, let us do the same for others, the rock, Jesus. Let's put each other on that and hold each other up as together we do this thing called faith. And it's not just what I think, it's what we do. Let's pray together. Lord, as we step into this word, emunah, I cannot think about it anymore, having spent time in this story, without thinking it's an us word, not a me word. It's a together, not a alone sort of word. It's not my faith, it's our faith. And it's you on whom we put our faith in action, our faithfulness to you. It becomes possible because you've never left us, you've never forsaken us, you do not fail us. You could do many things. That one you cannot do. You cannot fail us. And so together, let us hold tightly to you and to each other as we do this thing called life and exercise our faithfulness, our steadiness in you who is always steady, always faithful, always trustworthy. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Our hope is that you are encouraged and that God revealed a piece of his character to you through this message. For service times or for more information about how you can be a part of Fairhaven, you can visit us at fhchurch.org. Have a great week.